slumbers or sleep.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
To Lusaka, to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. We take a look at the headlines. ZRA sharpens skills to boost mining revenue collection. President Hichilema's decision to withhold son's ZNS salary illegal. Botswana declares national public health emergency. And in sports, Osman issues warning as Ntopwa ladies face off against Eskom Dollar girls. With the main news in detail, my name is Mumba Tailash. The Truck Drivers and Allied Workers Union of Zambia has urged the government to address the ongoing diesel shortage in the country, warning that it is crippling the economy. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Union President Givers Monga expressed concern over the shortage's impact on essential goods, transportation and farmers who rely on diesel for import and commodity transport. Mr. Monga notes that essential goods will be missing in the chain stores due to non-transportation when trucks are parked. Despite the Ministry of Energy's assurance that Zambia has adequate diesel stock, Mr. Monga appeals for urgent action to resolve the crisis.
Pouring a lot of businesses in the country, and we are appealing to the government that let there be immediate measures to be taken so that this comes to an end. We are glad that the energy minister has addressed these issues and assured that they have enough diesel stock that will last for a couple of months. So our appeal as a union, because we are equally affected, when trucks are not moving, drivers are not moving, the economy comes to a standstill. And when the economy comes to a standstill, it is the common Zambian that gets affected, because the essential goods will be missing in the chain stores and the like, and many other things. Even if farmers will be affected, they won't transport their commodities to the...
The Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, says it has sharpened its skills to maximize the collection of revenue from mining houses in the country. This came to light in Lufanyama district of the Copperbelt province during a mining indaba hosted by Caritas Zambia, Transparency International Zambia, and the Center for Environment Justice with support from Action Aid and the Carter Center Foundation. Speaking during a panel discussion, ZRA Senior Inspector Kelvin Kafupi highlighted the need to strengthen institutions through three key aspects: legal and policy frameworks, technology utilization, and operational oversight. Kafupi notes that the Act No. 14 of 2024 introduced the Mineral Regulation Commission, which is mandated to ensure compliance in the mining sector.
Our mind wants it, our not for some. Till an animal is beyond the list. Never shall come home. I got so much a calawa, not be so till our usually. Now I saw so much damage. A taxi and so. See that let instead of the not be so much a prolace and more. Next thing, law. The other part that the chief mentioned was capacity building, meaning these institutions to strengthen the poor who are involved in that. Do they have the capacity to monitor the mine?
Meanwhile, Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ official Anderson Zulu says the companies should disclose their corporate social responsibility plans, allowing communities and councils to track promised projects and hold companies accountable.
The civil society is also playing a role in ensuring that in case there is a violation, they bring out information of the violation in the manifesto in terms of pollution. But also they go further to offer litigation support to communities in the case that we see that a mining company has violated the environmental laws and they have not done anything about it. We offer that support and civil society ensuring that litigation can be done.
Lawyer Isaac Simbeya says President Hakainde Hichilema's statement that his son, Lieutenant Habwela Hichilema, who was recently commissioned as a Zambian National Service Readiness Officer, will not receive a salary from the service is an illegality and political. Mr. Simbeya says that the President lacks the legal authority to suspend or withdraw pay for a Defence Force officer outside the procedures set by law. He explains that Section 154 of the Defence Act prohibits forfeiture or deductions from an officer's pay unless expressly authorised by the Act, other service law or regulations, and that Section 155 set out salary rates and conditions for payment, such as fresh schedule annual pay scales for officers by rank and years of service. The lawyer says under the Act, commissioned officers as lieutenant and comparable ranks are mandated to specific annual salaries and related allowances, and that any step to deprive an officer of these entitlements must follow the statutory framework, and that a unilateral presidential announcement is without legal backing. Now, social economist Kelvin Chisanga says they introduced new 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha banknotes as part of the ongoing efforts to modernize the country's currency will strengthen confidence in the kwacha. Mr. Chisanga says these notes will simplify cash transactions, reduce the risk of counterfeit currency, and support small businesses by making cash handling safer and more efficient. He says the old 50 kwacha and 100 kwacha notes will be completely phased out in 7 months to allow a smooth transition for the public to shift to a more specific and clearer security picture. The economist says the initiative reflects Zambia's commitment to economic stability, efficient commerce, and a secure financial system for all citizens. Minister of Community Development and Social Services Doreen Mwamba has praised the collaborative efforts among government departments in Jigankata District, highlighting the positive impact on service delivery. Speaking during her visit to inspect developmental projects under the South Korean-supported Samwo Andong Initiative, Ms. Mwamba commended the One Government Approach model for ensuring effective service delivery. She also lauded the Constituency Development Fund for its role in improving infrastructure and supporting the ministry's mandate to uplift citizens' welfare, particularly the poor and vulnerable. Meanwhile, Jigankata Member of Parliament Jacqueline Sabao thanked government for selecting the district as a pilot for the Samwo Andong project, calling it a game changer that empowers communities to take charge of their development. We now take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Los